here's GOC and Ratch.
Welcome to Withington for Friday night high school football. You're on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM here tonight. We're in the Capitol Blue as Jackson High and Grand Ledge prep to do battle here. Big game for Jay High if they want to get back in the playoffs. They're at 2-2. Grand Ledge always tough. They're been on the perch of this league for a long time with a record of 3-1. Let's add to our group Jamie Grace, Wells Fargo's financial advisor. If you need some very wise financial planning, give Jamie Grace a call at Wells Fargo Advisors. We have a nice gray, kind of cool evening here at the stadium. Perfect night for football. Long pregame. This is the cancer awareness night here at the stadium, and they had festivities that started at 6 o'clock and have been going straight through for almost an hour. So there hasn't been a lot of warm-up here for the Vikings as we roll toward kickoff here. Tom, big game for Jackson if they want to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Greg, I really do think, first of all, this is emotional for the kids. This is a lot of these kids have cancer survivors or victims that are family members, and the people that bought these jerseys for $150, they get their name on them, and they're not necessarily family members of the student, but they're sponsored, the student sponsors them, and they wear their name on their back. And it's emotional. They just took a couple of laps, and they're being introduced with these families. And it's a great community endeavor that Scott Farley has done, and it's tremendous. But you just said that. Grand Ledge was on the field early. They did leave the field, too, while this was going on. They very nicely have left the field there underneath. But the Jackson kids haven't done any running or moving around for a good 45 to 60 minutes. It's been at least 60 minutes because it started just before 6 o'clock. It's now about 6:52. So that's the one part of it, plus it's emotional. And you never can tell what's going to happen, you know, once the whistle blows and we get this thing going.
Great jersey change, though, tonight for the High. They're wearing the pink jersey, white numbers that you can actually read here at Withington tonight. So that shouldn't be much of an issue. Jackson coming off very disappointing loss last week, Tom, at Lansing Sexton.
Not a real good Sexton team from what we understand. Sexton beat Jackson 41-28. Jackson drops to 2-2 on the season. And, if you can beat Sexton, now you're 3-1. That makes all the difference in the world. Grand Ledge here tonight. Okemos here next week. Now, last week, Grand Ledge barely beat Okemos. Did you see that score? It was 28-21. And we were talking to the Grand Ledge radio guys, and, you know, they had a crisis. They had a player's father die over the weekend. Was kind of an emotional thing. You never know how kids react. They had about 5-6 passes dropped during the game. I believe Okemos blocked a punt or two. Just the fact that that Grand Ledge had to punt against Okemos will give you some idea of maybe how poorly Grand Ledge played, and Okemos did a real good job against them. So you never know. On any given Friday night, a heck of a lot can happen here.
Grand Ledge is the best record in the league at 3-1. East Lansing, Jackson, and Sexton, and Holt are all 2-2. Everett, Okemos at 1-3, and Lansing Eastern 0-4. We're going to take a 3 break and come back as we roll toward the start of tonight's game. I don't know if we'll have a delayed start here or not. Long pregame festivities. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're close anyway to Jackson High, Grand Ledge tonight here at Withington Stadium. Plenty of room for you. Come on out. Bring your radio over. It's on 970 WKHM and 101.5 FM.
Wow, that was fast. Oh, man, that was so good.
Those are two phrases that you love to say whenever you're dining out. And those are two phrases you are going to say when you dine at White's Restaurant. It's good food fast with homemade flavor. By the way, you can get White's to go, or you can get White's delivered, or you can get White's Restaurant to cater your next get-together. White's Restaurant, 845 Northwest Avenue. Call 787-3991.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7222.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. We have Tiger Baseball tonight, pretty big tilt with Kansas City. And you can get that tonight, 101.9 FM. First pitch in about 10 minutes. And we're going to take a break here before the opening kickoff and our national anthem. Jackson High School Marching Vikings.
Thank you.
Nice job, as always, by the Viking marching band, led by Joel Shaner. As we get rolling toward our opening kickoff tonight, Jackson has the special cancer awareness jerseys, pink, with white numbers, white pants, and they've got their helmets trimmed in pink here tonight. All white, gold helmets, yellow gold for Grand Ledge. I don't know what color that number is, Tom. That numeral, it's a dark, it's not a blue.
It's we can see it from up here. That's the most important thing.
That is.
I'm thinking it could be one of those camouflage deals like a lot of schools like to wear. But again, the pink jerseys that Jackson High wears, the families donated $150. I'm rounding this off, but let's say 50 of that went to paying for the jersey. The other 100 goes to Henry Ford Allegiance Health, one of their cancer foundation. It's not just breast cancer in this case. I know you interviewed Scott Farley about this, but it does go to charity, and it is a great thing that the Jackson High football program has done.
Vikes will kick off. They go from your left to your right on your 970 101 FM dial. We have another ball game tonight, the Football Frenzy event over on K105.3 from beautiful downtown Napoleon. The Pirates hosting Hanover Horton with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman tonight. And we're going to kick off here just a tad after 7 o'clock from the stadium. And here's the little pooch kick toward the sideline. It hits, the ball is loose, and it recovered by Grand Ledge. 21, Antonio Rush.
Yeah, it was a nice job by Antonio Rush, because when that ball hit, it kind of bounced sideways, and I didn't think anybody was anticipating that. Pretty nice little kickoff package that Scott Farley and those guys have put together. It seems like they do something different every time.
Well, the last time we were here with Jackson, one of the better games we've seen over here in a while, as Jackson edged East Lansing in quite a tilt. Let's see what they can do against the Comets. Their quarterback is Nolan Bird, and they get a lot of running room, but a good tackle up out of the secondary. Rush was a ball carrier, and for the high, Delgado came up.
Oscar Delgado, number 25.
That was a nice play, because there was a lot of room. And we have a flag holding on the first play of the game. Uh-oh. First play of the game, we have holding on Grand Ledge, and it'll be first and 20. Just underway on your home for Michigan football and Michigan State tomorrow here on 970 and 101.5, starting 10:30 tomorrow morning. Bird now out of the short gun on second and quite long. His running back is Antonio Rush. They fake a jet sweep. Bird is running. Good job by the Vikings. Terrific pursuit, and they drill him near the 5-yard line. They're going to give him about the 8.
Certainly a little more fancy than we're used to Grand Ledge being, where they, in the old days, would just line up in a couple of tight ends and beat the tar out of you.
Great job by whoever was the contained man out there for Jackson High.
Yeah, the contained kept the Bird contained, and then somebody came through and did get a hit on him. Man, it is second and about 20.
I think Bird got a pretty kind spot, too, almost to the 9-yard line. Second, about 18. They run 3 wideouts out of the gun. They have to take a timeout. So a shaky start here for Grand Ledge. Let's take a quick break here while we have a chance. No score, just underway. We're back in 30. on Jackson's News Talk 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford. Josh Ankrell back here. They fire one out in the flat. Great coverage by the high out in the flat. Delgado is there with a couple others.
Delgado got there in a hurry.
Threw it out to Cal Johnston. He went nowhere. He lost about a yard.
Now, the danger of that, of course, is Delgado's the safety, and if he cheats, Grand Ledge will burn you. But he came right up on that little slip screen.
Keep that quarterback in the pocket. Bird is back at the 2-yard line. Third and long. Rush on. They set up a screen. Almost intercepted. Great job by the Vikings. Number 55's Isaiah Fleming stepped right into the middle of the little screen set up, and he was the closest player to the football.
And both Trey Monroe and Jalen Cooper got to Nolan Bird, the quarterback from Grand Ledge. Even though it was a screen, they got to him and altered his throwing motion. It was a good job.
Grand Ledge has to punt. That's Johnston. He's halfway into the end zone. Good snap. Plenty of time. Low kick. And that will be scooped up and dropped. Picked up. Now they're going to try to run it. And that was Jamar Paris. Should have just fell on the ball. He tried to run with it, and that could have been dangerous.
Yeah, it was a terrible kick by Grand Ledge. Low, a driving low kick, and cut your losses. Just, you know, if you can't catch the ball in the air, at least just grab it and down it.
Out to the 47-yard line. Suddeth is in the backfield. Now, he was nicked up last week. Let's see if he's 100% tonight. The quarterback is the junior, Lance Taylor. On first down from the Ledge, 47. They throw it right away. Caught! 35 down to the 32. 30. Still battling for yardage is Michael O'Dowd.
Mickey O'Dowd's got great hands, just like his dad, and that's... His dad was Mike, and boy, Mickey with a nice grab right on the first play of the game for Jackson. Pretty good throw also right in his breadbasket, and he got some good yardage for a first down on the very first play for the Vikes.
I think they really caught Grand Ledge flat-footed on that quick little, almost a look-in pass to the wide receiver, and O'Dowd did a great job to get some extra yardage. First and 10. Here's Shante, breaks a tackle, breaks another one. He's inside the 25-yard line. Good, hard 5-yard run right up the tube by Shawnee Suddeth. Second down and 5 from the Grand Ledge 25 as the Vikings threaten here early.
Well, that'll answer your question about whether Suddeth is going to play. Didn't practice all week, kind of trying to help that quad injury out last week from Lansing Sexton.
Here's a handoff. They're going to try to get wide, and they will for a first down. Close to it. Good second effort. Spinning move by Sebastian Tolan. And a first down, Jackson, 18-yard line. Jackson looks pretty sharp here to start the football game.
Defensively and offensively, very, very sharp.
Bikes come out and... Four wide receivers set. Suddeth in the backfield. Now they go motion. And Taylor keeps it. Gets a block on the edge. Dives. Makes a good play out of that. Good ad lib there by Lance Taylor. And he gets 6 yards down near the, they'll put it on the 13-yard line.
Vince Benke for Grand Ledge made the tackle. And he just kind of grabbed him by his legs and let Taylor drag him for a second.
Taylor is very dangerous, those types of plays. I don't think that play was designed to go there. But he got a solid 5-6 yards out of it. 8 to go here in a scoreless first quarter. Jackson threatens. Here's Shawnee trying to turn the corner. He's at the 15. Cuts right into two defenders, and he probably lost a foot.
Rashad Thompson was the main man from Grand Ledge to make the tackle, and they do a good job of stringing that out, getting Shawnee to run as wide as he can. They don't let him turn the corner like some of the other teams that we see Jackson High play. If Shawnee turns that corner, he's gone, but they kept stringing him out until they got some help. Pretty good play there, maybe a loss of a yard for Jackson.
Third and a long 5. Taylor back to throw it. He's being rushed and chased, and he throws it away.
Well, that was Vincent Banky again that got through number 3. I think he's playing linebacker, and he got to Taylor. Nobody to throw it to, so he just kind of tossed it away.
And that brings up a 4th down from the 14-yard line. Jackson has to get just inside the 9 for a 1st down. And Taylor gets the play from Scott Farley. And he has Suddeth, the lone running back, and a whistle and a timeout, Jackson. Let's take a quick break. We're right back on Jackson's News Talk 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Here we go, 4th down, about 6 for the Vikings from the 14-yard line of Grand Ledge, trying to cash in this great early field position. Going to throw it, and they just throw it down in the end zone, and that's incomplete. It was just a prayer there. For Lance Taylor.
Mickey O'Dowd got actually one hand on it, but it was just a prayer. He was under pressure heavily and just threw it into the right corner of the end zone. You know, 2 weeks ago when we were here against East Lansing, Mickey had one of those circus catches in the other end zone, but it wasn't to be tonight. 7-11 to go in the first quarter. No score, Jackson High and Grand Ledge.
So Jackson failing to cash in. They had a 2nd and 5 down there at the 13-yard line. Really had a negative play, and that killed him there. Grand Ledge goes into a power run set, and they slash off the right side for a couple. They'll give him the 17-yard line, a pickup of about 3.
It was Rush on the carry, and Sean Winters, number 19, on the stop for Jackson.
Coach's son at quarterback, Nolan Bird.
With a pair of, with 2 tight ends and a wing and one, it looks more like Grand Ledge football here.
Now they pitch to the tailback, gets a straight arm, good tackle by the Vikes, but they're going to get a face mask.
That was Desmond Smith on the tackle, and he did a real good job, but I think he may have gotten his hand on his face mask.
There's a flag at the 17. Right where he made the take. He only got about a yard. That was an excellent play. But they're going to call a face mask. And that's going to get Grand Ledge out of the hole here. 15 big ones out to the 33-yard line.
Hate to give them a break. They've played the first 6 minutes of this game in that hole. They've been near the railroad tracks the whole time,
yeah.
Both offensively and defensively.
That first series might be the worst series of football I've ever seen from Grand Ledge offensively.
And maybe the best we've ever seen from Jackson.
And they get a 1st down, 33. Bird run the jet sweep. He fakes it and birds into the secondary. He gets clobbered from behind, but he might have a first down.
Trey Monroe on the stop, number 62, and
fake the jet sweep, and Bird just kept it.
Those belly plays are nice by the quarterback, because I don't care how often you practice that, those kids are following who they perceive to be the ball carrier, so they think it's going to go wide, and then when he bellies that and runs up, and you can see Nolan Bird is a very, very nice runner.
Antonio Rush in the backfield with Bird. Johnston in motion. And this play hit in the backfield. Hang on, fellas, and they do! Big loss here. It's Jackson all over that running play.
They tried to run that crisscross with him, and it ended up in the hands of 21 Antonio Rush.
That's a loss of 6 yards. All the way back to the 36-yard line.
There had to have been 5-6 Vikings there on the tackle.
And second and long here again for the Comets of Coach Matthew Bird. And on second, fake a little draw. They swing it out here, incomplete. Had a man wide open over here, and it was their co-captain, Josh Martin. And he was open, but Bird overshot him in third and long.
Yeah, Martin got one hand on the ball. Good pressure again by Jackson. It was kind of that trap pass type play that Lou McChristy likes to run. Grand Ledger just didn't execute it very well. He had him open. He had the step on the defender. Martin did, but only one hand on the ball, couldn't bring it in.
And we have third and about 17. Bird out of a shotgun. Looked like somebody was in motion. He throws it long. This will be way overthrown and incomplete. I cannot fathom we didn't have a flag.
Can you believe the pressure that's being put on Matt?
Yeah, Nolan Jackson Bird, right in the backfield
my
again.
My goodness. Defensive coordinator Tom Johns is in the head of Greg Bird right now.
Matt Bird.
Who's Greg Bird? The Yankees first baseman.
The old boxer, Greg Burt. From Michigan Center. Oh, here's a shank on the punt. Absolute flat-out shank. This will go for about 10 yards.
It barely got to the line to gain. It just, that's two really bad punts in a row for Grand Ledge.
Yeah, that was coyote ugly. Cal Johnston, that was right off the side of his foot. He was lucky it trickled that far down to the Jackson 46-yard line. Goodness. And the Vikings out over the football with Noah Hubbard, the big junior. Lance Taylor, the junior quarterback, hands it to Shawnee, and no blocking there. Grand Ledge in the backfield.
Maurice Smith, the left tackle for Jackson, had a little bit of trouble with that great big dude. I think it's 74, Hawk Harrington, and that is his first name.
He looks like a Hawk Harrington from here.
How would you like to block that guy?
He's a big boy.
Of course, now they put him on this side of the ball, so they're doing something up front.
Second and 11. Taylor fires and almost intercepted. That went right through the hands.
That was 80, wasn't it?
Number 80.
Logan Allen.
Man. And now third down and long, about 11.
Yeah, that loss of a yard on first down really hurts. So now they throw a pass, get it almost intercepted. So now you're looking at third and 11.
And Lance Taylor rolling, looking. Boy, he's got O'Dowd long. He throws. It's caught for a first down and a flag. I don't know what the flag was, but O'Dowd ran right by the corner. He was wide open. Probably for a touchdown down at the 25.
The head linesman threw the flag. That's an odd place for a flag on a pass play.
Somebody downfield, Tom?
You know, I looked right away, and I don't think there was anybody downfield.
That was a pretty quick throw. Looks like they're bringing it back. And they call interference on Jackson. Offensive pass interference. Oh, brother. That was a nice throw by Taylor. And catch for a first down all the way down inside the 40.
Paris has good hands. If you throw it near him, he'll grab it. Boy, is this costly.
And now the ball all the way back to the 29-yard line. Man.
Where is that spot? I guess it's from the line of scrimmage.
15 yards.
From the line of scrimmage, which... Man, all the way back to the 29.
No score. And Suddeth fumbles. They couldn't get the handoff. They were just going to hand one off up the middle. Not a good series for Jackson. And now Grand Ledge will get some probably decent field position this time.
If this is the punt team. Dalton Yoxheimer's back in punt formation. He'll be the kicker.
It's 4th and 31.
Well, you never know. Remember, when Scott first came, they never punted at all.
Yeah, it's a good way to lose right away.
Well, this is a good way with only 10 men on the field. They finally run Shawnee up there as a wingman.
Oh, Yoxheimer back. Snap is low. He got the kick away. Fair catch called for, and that barely got back to the sticks.
How did Cal Riggs not block that? I think he must have gotten a small piece of it because the official signaled that. That was very sloppy, that last play by Jackson.
Yeah. And Ledge gets it at the Jackson 49-yard line. No score, 3:03 to go first quarter here on 970 and 101.5 FM. And Bird throws one out here. Quick little hitch. Jackson misses a tackle. And down the sideline they go. All the way down inside the 20-yard line.
Drilled out of bounds by Cortez Moore, but, man, I tell you, soon as Dominic Guzman caught that, he basically outran three Jackson defenders.
Yeah, it should have been a 3-4 yard game, but you missed the first tackle and he was gone down the sideline. I think that was Cortez Moore that missed the tackle. They go to a full house and they hand it off to Rush. Good job by the Vikes. They stoned that play right at the line of scrimmage.
That was Sean Winters coming up from the backfield to make the stop on top and underneath.
They'll give Rush 2 yards to the 13. Second down, Grand Ledge. Oh, really, Grand Ledge here has had two successful plays. They had one good running play by their quarterback, and that little flat pass that really should have been a 5-yarder. They do the same thing on the other side, and Jackson covers this one pretty well. They'll be down outside the 10-yard line, about the 11-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd and 6. Just flipped it out to the wingman.
Nothing real fancy about it.
Jackson, good coverage there. 3rd down. For Grand Ledge. And they brought a couple carloads down for tonight's tilt.
Bad, yeah.
Empty backfield and 3rd. Bird's going to be hit. He fumbles. Did Jackson get it? It was laying there. Grand Ledge got that back. Unbelievable.
Anthony Parker made the hit and forced the fumble on Nolan Bird, but somehow Grand Ledge came up with it.
Jackson had it, but whoever jumped on the ball, it squirted right back out. And Grand Ledge got it back, and it'll be 4th and about 15.
And he didn't try to pick it up or anything. He did just try to fall on it correctly.
They're going to try to kick a long field goal here, which is 37 yards. 37-yard field goal attempt. Well, it's plenty far enough, and it's good. Dylan Ross, senior, and I mean, he pounded that through from 37. 3-0 Grand Ledge. We're back in 30 seconds with the Ledge kick on Jackson's News Talk 970, WKHM 101.5 FM.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jenko Boot Shop, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, The Collector Zone, Inside Peterson Jewelers, Elrose Steel, part of our group here tonight from the stadium. Here's Ross. He pounds this down, and that will go into the end zone. Well, that part of their kicking game is very good, very impressive. The punter, that left a lot to be desired. They had two kicks for probably a combined 20 yards, but a 37-yard field goal by Dylan Ross, giving Grand Ledge a lead here as we roll into the final couple plays of the first quarter.
You know, I didn't see the number of the punter on the two punts by Grand Ledge. I don't think it was Dylan Ross.
Cal Johnston, 9. Here's Shawnee into the secondary. Great move, 30, 35. He's at the 40, runs over tacklers. 20 yards, Shawnee Suddeth.
Pretty good
first down.
Yep, very good football run there. And I should have known that because Johnston punted left-footed, and, of course, Dylan Ross drilled that 37-yard field goal right-footed.
First down, probably the last play of the quarter. And Suddeth is loose. Now, that's not Suddeth. That's Tolan. He's all the way down to the Grand Ledge 35-yard line.
And he was tackled by Cal Johnston, and it did look like Tolan was just going to run right away from him.
Sebastian Tolan. Clock's going to run out here, and that will end the quarter. Two running plays. Jackson goes from their own 20 to the Grand Ledge 34-yard line. We take a one-minute break. We're after one. Grand Ledge 3, Jackson nothing. News Talk 970 WKHM and 101.5 FM.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks this poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your holdings or your strategy altogether? This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. We can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs. For an appointment, call the Augustine Group at 768-7709.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/6.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful.
Cuts outside. He's in. Touchdown. A gem by Shawnee Suddeth. I'm afraid to look for flags. No flags. And the Vikings take the lead 6-3.
Well, certainly the running game got going for Jackson these last couple of plays. That was fantastic.
Four carries, 80 yards.
Yeah, unbelievable. Toland with a real long one, but Sutter, you know, that was a heck of a football run because he eluded several Grand Ledge tacklers to get into the left corner of the end zone.
Vikings will run for a two-point conversion here. And they run an option and don't get close. In fact, they fumbled it. And the score will stay at 6-3. Just underway here in the second. Quick break, 30 break. We're right back. Jackson has taken the lead here at the stadium, 6-3. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The collector zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back with Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Hankrell, producer, director. 11:21 to go here in the first half. And for Jackson kicking, looked like Quentin Smith. Run back up the middle. Look out. There's a quip. No call. Boy, Jackson's 25 got hit right in the back, right in front of the official.
You know, that was by number 10, Deshaun by number 10, Zach Willoughby of Grand Ledge. And that might have been one of those where the Jackson player was faced up, and when the blocker goes to block you, if you turn your back, that's not a violation. But Jackson missed a couple of tackles down here. Grand Ledge should have been pinned down inside the 20.
Xavier Farr, X-Farr, out to the 29-yard line. And Grand Ledge now trailing Jackson 6-3 with football. They go empty in the backfield. East Lansing did this. And they lost. Bird is hit again. He is slammed down at the 20-yard line.
Isaiah Fleming looked like he was almost unblocked and made the tackle. And I'm sorry, Grand Ledge belongs in two tight ends, a fullback and a halfback. And
yeah, this is just
run the ball. What are you guys trying to do?
This is exactly what East Lansing did, Tom. What a play by Isaiah Fleming. He's had a couple of them here. And he got right on the quarterback, turned around. He was rolling, and Fleming was all over him like a cheap suit. Second, 15. They run a draw play. Big hit. Oh, Jackson missed a tackle. They will get a couple yards out of it.
Yeah, that was a trap up the middle. Dalton Yoxheimer, the linebacker, whiffed. You watch the right guard pull back to the left, and they run that little mouse trap inside. Yoxheimer had a chance to drop them for another loss.
Yeah, he was right there and could not come up with it. Third 11. Again, empty backfield. Bird, long count. Throws a quickie over the middle. It's caught. And they'll be about a yard short of a first down.
You know, that was a pretty determined football run after he made that catch. And I want to say that was 28.
Oh, my goodness. They gave him a first down. Just a horrible spot.
Maybe his head got that far, but I don't think the ball got that far.
Oh, man. Boy, was that was kind. Goodness. First down, Grand Ledge. They throw that same little stop pass. You got to make the tackle, and the Vikings do this time. Good job.
That was Shawnee Suddeth on the tackle. He's not usually going to miss.
Pickup of two.
Game of three on play
9 to go in the first half. It's 6-3 Jackson. And Grand Ledge just got out of a pickle. Bird now. Jet sweep. They try to get it outside. And they're about a yard short of a first down.
Couldn't tell who was trying to play contain for Jackson, but was that Zach Willoughby with the ball? And, man, the contain was blown, and you have nobody to stop that. You either got to funnel those kids in or funnel them out. And I think they got their wires crossed a little bit because nobody had contain at all.
Third down and a yard. And they get hit in the backfield. Rush. He did not get the first down. They fumbled. They're going to call him down, I believe.
That was defensive back again, Anthony Parker.
Jackson's ball. They did fumble. Vikings get the football.
If you remember last time, Parker created the hit that caused the fumble by quarterback Nolan Bird, and Jackson didn't get the ball back. This time they make the hit, and he gets the ball back. So kind of poetic justice, a little bit of symmetry there. Jackson gets the ball back.
49-yard line of Grand Ledge. Good job by the Viking defense. And with 8:19 to go here in the first half. Check in Lance Taylor, the junior, in the offense. And they pitch it to Shawnee. And he gets the corner and gets about 5 yards. He's down to the 44.
Grand Ledge really blasted that that fake dive, which the whole thing is predicated on. You fake that, make them read that. And then Taylor flipped it out to Shawnee up that near sideline, that far sideline, which is the short side of the field.
Good 5 yard gain on first down for the Vikings. Decked out in pink here tonight on Cancer Awareness Night. Here's Shawnee again. Got a great block at the point of attack. He gets inside the 40. Very close to a first down. And they give him the first down. First down, Vikings. And there's no tiptoeing when Shawnee hits the hole. He is hitting it at full speed. Nice job by the Viking offensive line as they dig out about 10 and a half yards on two plays. They're at the Grand Ledge 39-yard line with the first down. O'Dowd split wide to the right side, and Lance Taylor gives to Shawnee, and he just snakes his way for a couple yards.
Now, I don't know if Jackson's actually moving Grand Ledge off the ball. So they're going to have to use a little bit of trickery and a little bit of deceit and a lot of speed. Get to the outside.
73, Hawk Harrington. 74, Cole Johnson. They have Cole Johnston and they've got Cal Johnson. Second down and 8, 2 yards on that carry to the 37 of Grand Ledge. This time O'Dowd to the far side of the field. And Shawnee, hard running inside, grinding out yardage down to the Grand Ledge 32.
Of course, since it's at the 32, Jackson's going to have two plays here to get these last 3 yards. Can't conceive of any way that they would punt down in this area.
No. And Lance Taylor gets the play from Scott Farley.
And honestly, I feel better when they're running the ball instead of throwing it right now.
6:15 to go, first half. Jackson 6, Grand Ledge 3. Out of the gun, Lance Taylor. To Shawnee. There's a first. Look at him run. He runs over tacklers to the 24-yard line.
I will say he's probably getting hit harder tonight than he has in the first four games. Grand Ledge is really hitting him pretty good.
He just ran over three people.
But they're sticking him, and that's going to, in the long run, you know, within an hour, that's going to start wearing on him a little bit. We'll see how strong he is.
25-yard line, first down. That play, again, was right up the middle, right into the teeth of the Grand Ledge defense. They fake to Shawnee. They look to throw. They throw it long, and that is incomplete. He had a man out there. The defender had no idea where the football was, but Jamar Paris could not come back and get the ball.
Yeah, Cal Johnson was the defender on that, and it was, I think it was just a badly thrown pass by Taylor. It was certainly wobbling, and I don't know how Paris was able to even get as close to it as he got, but I think it was just such a poorly thrown ball, and it almost worked out. Sometimes the bounces work your way.
Be a second down and 10. Ooh, big hit there on Tolan. He got maybe a yard just inside the 25, and Jackson looks at a third down and 9.
Noah Hubbard's helmet came off the center during the play, so he has to be replaced by Dalton Yoxheimer.
Third down and 9. Taylor gets the play from Scott Farley. Under 5 to go, first half. Big play for the Vikings. As they drive deep in Grand Ledge territory, they throw a quick pass out here and it's dropped. O'Dowd could not hang on. He was hit right after the ball arrived by Zach Willoughby.
Mickey usually catches those, Greg. It was a slant. Mick was the left split end. And he usually grabs those. I think he had both hands on it, but he couldn't hang on as Willoughby nailed him.
And that'll bring up a fourth and 9. No field goal try here. Vikes will go for it here at the Grand Ledge 24.
Jackson barely kicks a PAT anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they can, so, but they're not as used to it as Grand Ledge is.
Get it to Shawnee in space. Blitz is on. Taylor could run it. Made a decision too late, and he's hit the backfield.
Yeah, that closed quickly. Rashad Thompson was in on the blitz, number 5. And then,
Tom, if you had a little screen pass there.
That great big old Joey Martin, number 90, Josh Martin was also there.
There was nobody in the center of the field.
Evidently, Jackson probably doesn't throw a screen pass, and
man,
Grand Ledge knew it.
That'll give Ledge a first down, 4:41 to go here in this first half. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM. From the 50-yard line here at Withington. Beautiful night for football. Jackson defense really played well. And this is Rush, and he's dragged down after a pickup of about 4 or 5 yards. Good job again out in that secondary. Yaskar Delgado.
Yeah, Desmond Smith, 20 on the tackle, and I think Delgado might have gotten in there as well from that safety position. Jackson's flirting with disaster here because the safety isn't very deep.
There's a fumble. They fumble the snap. Ball loose. It looks like Ledge got it back. They're really struggling on offense, and that's a loss of about 3 or 4 yards. It'll bring up third and long. Third and a solid 8 here. They have to hit their own 38-yard line. The ball is inside the 30. And they run out of a gun. And they get players on the field late. Do they have too many? Bird has time, and he throws it long. This is way overthrown. Incomplete. And Ledge will have to punt, and the last two have been almost near disasters, Tom.
You know, Grand Ledge did have 11 players, but that's very close to illegal substitution. Yeah,
how can you come off the bench like that?
Yeah, and he crossed.
Almost at the snap.
And they crossed the line of scrimmage when they did it because they entered
yeah.
up the Jackson side of the field.
They did.
So Well, first two punts have been bad for Grand Ledge. Better snap this time anyway.
This one's low, and it's going to hit and bound around, and Jackson will just let it die here at the 33-yard line. They have time to get something done here with 3:19 to go. Bikes up. Tom out of town.
Couple of CAC Blue scores. Holt was leading East Lansing 6-3 with 8:50 to go in the first half. And Okemos leads Sexton 7-0 at the end of one. In the Interstate 8, Coldwater had an early 7-0 lead against Northwest. And in the Cascades Conference, Napoleon was leading Hanover 14-12 with 7:20 to go in the first half.
Morenci 8-6 over unbeaten Clinton. Here's Suddeth up the middle. 35-37, almost the 38-yard line. That'll be just about 5 yards on first down. Clock right at 3 minutes to go till halftime. Tolan and Suddeth in the backfield. They pitch it late to Shawnee. 40. 45, cut back. Breaks a tackle. 50. And spins down to the 46-yard line of Grand Ledge.
See, his elusiveness is one thing, but he's so strong when the Grand Ledge player made the tackle, Shawnee was able to, like you said, spin forward to give himself another yard, yard and a half.
He breaks so many tackles when they try to get him up top. He is strong. First down, Jackson. Suddeth again. Up the middle. Dives down to the 40. That's 5 yards. Clock at 2:15.
Nate Eckhart on the stop for Grand Ledge. Hey, in the Interstate 8, 7 minutes to go in the first half, Jackson County Western with a 14-0 lead at Hastings. It'd be nice for Western to get a win. They're both them and Hastings are 1-3.
Jackson's got to pick it up the pace here. 1:50 to go. And there goes Suddeth. He's loose. 30. 20. And touchdown. Incredible run by Shawnee Suddeth. Two players had him at the 5-yard line. And he split them and got into the end zone. Incredible. 12-3 the high. What a run by Suddeth. I'm afraid to look. No flags. Shawnee Suddeth, a gem.
He is so strong. You wanted to pick the pace up a little bit?
They just did.
Just run a 41-yard touchdown up the left side. Oh, my goodness. And when he got to the goal line, there were two Grand Ledge kids there. One of them back on about the 10, number 10, got his feet tangled up. But Shawnee's so elusive. And then he drilled both of them, split them, got into the end zone.
Two-point try. They run a kind of an end around. And do they get there? No. Wow. That was Jamar Paris. Paris had a chance to get in there. It looked like he kind of stumbled a bit and maybe even ran over his own man. It looked like there was some room to get in. But 12-3, Jackson 1:40 to go till halftime. 30 break right back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970, 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow, the Sports Saturday program. 8 to 10 for Anderson Distributing and Polly's Country Markets. preview big day of college football here on 970 and 101.5. Short kick, grabbed at the 20, the run back, 30, 35. Good hard run there by Grand Ledges. Carlos Schaefer, junior running back, linebacker. Yard line and a first down Grand Ledge with 94 seconds to go here in the first half. Can the Viking defense continue to step up? They have been impressive.
Very impressive so far in all facets, offensively and defensively. I mean, they've held Grand Ledge to a field goal.
Really, they gave up one big play, Tom, this whole first half. Bird does have a running back there from the 36. They throw that little quick pass. Jackson misses a tackle. You cannot. That was Delgado. He ran right by the receiver.
Marcus Worthy on the stop. Yeah, Oscar Delgado just whiffed on that. He's a safety that rolls up into that. He needs to make that play right at the line of scrimmage.
5 yards, second and five. And Bird is back to throw it again. Rushes on. He steps away from it. Now he throws. That's incomplete. Third down and five.
It will stop the clock. There's a minute and 4 left in the first half. Jackson leads Grand Ledge 12-3. And both teams do have 2 timeouts left here in the half.
Ball's at the Grand Ledge 41 and a third and five. And if I was a betting human being, I'd bet they'll throw that little stop pass again. That has been their most successful play. Bird does have a running back. He's got a man in motion. And Bird runs it and steps out of a tackle. Jackson misses another one. And Bird is all the way down. Good run by the quarterback all the way down to the 36-yard line.
I think he's probably their best player, and he did break 3 tackles. It wasn't a very good effort by Jackson.
No.
3 different players did not make the tackle until Cortez Moore finally drove him out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
Jackson really got influenced by the wide out on that jet sweep. They faked to him, and Bird just kept it. On first down, Bird looking down the middle, incomplete. Over on the sideline. I believe that was number 2, Xavier Farr. Second down and 10. Bird had plenty of time that time. He's overthrown a lot of his receivers here tonight. 52 seconds left till halftime. Vikings lead 12-3. Bird has a far in motion, fakes to him and runs it. Same play. And he's hit, but he picks up 6-7 yards. Clock runs with 40.
We'll get
a timeout, Grand Ledge, with 40 seconds.
Matt Bird wasted 4 or 5 seconds there before he decided just to call that timeout. Because they were trying, you could see him trying to wig-wag those signals in, and then he finally just called the timeout. But but that waste of 4 or 5 seconds when you're down to 40.7 remaining in the half could be very costly.
Be a 3rd and 3. We'll keep it right here. Action brought to you by Jackson YMCA. Big Oktoberfest going on downtown across from the Y in the big city parking lot tonight. And through the day tomorrow. Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, of course, our player of the game, Bob Richardson's crew. Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, White's Restaurant and Catering, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Seymour Ford Lincoln, part of our group here tonight with Jamie Grace, financial advisor for Wells Fargo. Third down, about 3. They go into a power eye set in the backfield. They give it to the tailback, and he is rumbling for an easy first down to about the 22-yard line.
if they do that all night, they probably win this game. Line up in those tight formation with those battering rams and just block. And by the way, now they're in field goal range.
And they've got three receivers out there, and Jackson has two defenders down the middle, wide open, touchdown. Yeah, horrible defense by Jackson.
Yeah, they crossed Greg, and once they did that, there was nobody in the middle to start with in the first place.
Man. You could see that coming. First of all, there's three receivers far side of the field. Jackson had two defenders over there. And that was not pretty.
Who caught that, Xavier Farr?
I think it was X Farr.
About 24 yards or so.
22 yards. Ross on the extra point out of the hold of Nolan Byrd. Got a real good leg. Kicks that down to the railroad tracks.
That's as good of a kicker as we've seen all season.
12-10. Ledge right back in it there. Quite a drive. 20 seconds left. We'll take a quick 30 break, come back and wrap up this first half on 970 and 101.5 FM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, that hurt after Jackson's defense had played so well in the first half. They gave up a real free touchdown there. Nobody down the middle in the secondary. Little trickling kick. Grabbed by, is that Suddeth? Out, but that is Shawnee out to the 28-yard line. And Jackson needs a 72-yard play here.
And you know, they can do that without getting fancy either.
True.
Because you've got the single best football player anywhere in the stadium, and he can run.
And the Vikes come out with Taylor and Suddeth in the backfield. And they take a knee and don't even bother with it. So we have reached halftime here at Withington. 8 o'clock. WKHM, Jackson. News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM. Good news from Comerica Park. The Tigers have plated a couple runs off Danny Duffy, 2-0 lead over Kansas City. Tigers just ahead of Baltimore. Arizona has jumped on Baltimore, 2-0. Good deal there. Boston leading Tampa 2-1. Toronto 3-0 over the Yankees. Some Major League Baseball scores. Just as we go to a 3 break, we'll come back, check some out-of-town scores. When we return, it is Jackson 12, Grand Ledge 10 at the half. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970, 101.5 FM.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. We're at the half. Few extra minutes here at halftime. We have a halftime feature coming up in just a couple. This week in high school sports with John Johnson. Stand by for that. Interesting high school tidbits from around the state. Again, Tigers 2-0 over Kansas City. So they're beating their old nemesis, Danny Duffy, so far tonight. Here it's 12-10, Jackson over Grand Ledge. Tom out of town. By the way, our halftime is brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. They're on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. For Collins Brothers.
I've got a small discrepancy. Western just took the lead just before the half. I believe Western takes the lead with 30 seconds to go in the first half at Hastings, 21-20. Hastings had scored three straight touchdowns after Western had taken a 14-0 lead, and I'm sure that that's what I read on Twitter on the Western website. Okemos was leading Sexton 7-0 at the end of one. Holt was leading East Lansing 6-3 with 8:50 to go in the second. In the SEC, Chelsea was leading Tecumseh 20-0 at the end of the first half. In the Cascades Conference, Grass Lake, the league leader, leads Vandercook 10-0 at the end of one quarter. And in the football frenzy game over on K105-3, in the second quarter, it's Napoleon 34 and Hanover Horton 12. In the Interstate 8, besides Western taking a 21-20 lead over Hastings, Coldwater was having no trouble whatsoever with Northwest. It's Coldwater 35 and Northwest nothing. And we're still waiting for a report from Albion College where Marshall and Lumen Christi are playing.
Here it's 12-10. Jackson got a big first half from Shawnee Suddeth. They ran for 180 some odd yards to Grand Ledges 37 in the first half. But the Grand Ledge put the one big drive together at the end of the half to get right in it, and then a real botched defensive play by Jackson from the 22-yard line. They had no coverage down the middle of the field. It really gave Grand Ledge kind of a free touchdown after their defense for about 20 minutes just was stellar here in the first half. So anybody's game, 12-10, three break. We'll come back with this week in high school football, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here at Withington Stadium on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704. Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Local decision-making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same, Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Making news in Newberry, you make the call on kickoffs and 2 big lies.
It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Newberry, Michigan is making news. The Indians looking to start 5-0 in football for the first time since 1974. Dan Hardenbrook of MHSAA network affiliate WMJT in Newberry has more.
The Newberry Indians are making noise north of the bridge early on this season. At 4-0, Newberry is off to the school's best start since 1981. One of the big reasons for the Indians' early success is the UP's only four-year starter at quarterback, senior John Paramski.
Well, there's no doubt that it's helped me throughout my career, just having things thrown at me and not being frightened or startled by them and kind of being more calm and collected and being able to deal with them as they come.
Paramski, who also captains Newberry's defense, says it's the guys around him that's helped the team start so strong.
They're here to work. They like to mess around a little bit, but for the most part, they're here to put in work and win some games. We've got to play each game as it comes. We'll see how far we get and hope for the best.
Newberry can win a share of the 2016 Mideastern Conference title Friday night when they host fellow 4-0 foe Lakeland and Hubble.
I'm really looking forward to it. These are two good teams going at it here in week five. We'll see how it ends up, but it's going to be a battle.
I'm Dan Hardenbrook for This Week in High School Sports.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Stockbridge football quarterback Mason G. Montgomery, who set a state record with 8 touchdown passes in a 70-32 win over Leslie last Friday, and Maddie Clark with 20 kills and Katie Clement with 39 assists, led Pittsford to a doubleheader sweep last Tuesday of Waldron in a Southern Central Athletic Association girls volleyball doubleheader. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Every football game starts with a kickoff, and our You Make the Call series will start with the same play for 2016. The kicker kicks the ball high and deep off the tee, and the return man, 3 yards deep in his own end zone, catches the kick in the air, and now starts to head upfield to try and gain yards. Under high school rules, is this legal? Believe it or not, the answer is no. That under high school rules, whether it's a kickoff or a punt, once the ball breaks the plane of the goal line, the ball is dead, and it becomes a touchback with the offense taking over first and 10 on the 20-yard line. College and professional players can return kicks from the end zone. High school players cannot.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I've always said that if you tell a lie long enough, eventually someone will believe that it's true. Recently, somebody started a lie in social media that the Alphabet family of sports networks had contacted the MHSAA over the summer requesting permission to televise a live high school sporting event this fall here in Michigan. The truth is, that call never came to this office. It didn't happen. But that didn't stop the Coconut Telegraph from perpetuating the lie. And sometimes, there aren't enough checks and balances in the crowd on social media to sort fact from fiction. The second point here is another lie, that national television is good for high school sports. Have you ever watched one of these games? They're not the broadcast of a high school event. They use a high school game as a backdrop for giving college sports junkies their recruiting fix. For the 99% of the kids in the game for whom high school is the highest level they'll ever play at, they won't be mentioned at all. They're pawns. They're roadkill for the promoters who turn the event and the schools upside down for a paltry rights fee. That's why educators in Michigan got it right over 25 years ago when they created a rule to keep this kind of exploitation out of school sports in our state and continue to get it right every time someone calls the MHSAA office to ask permission to do so. That is, if they even call at all. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan.
promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves. Rembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. GOC, Tom Ratchford, producer, director, extraordinaire, Josh Ankrell, tonight. Our B&G Landscape weather forecast, perfect night for high school football. We had no sun. We had no sweating tonight here. Nice, cool evening. Probably in the, we've probably dipped down into the 50s here. Maybe the upper 50s tonight. Just a beauty for B&G Landscape. For Collins Brothers Floor Covering, let's get you the baseball update. Tigers 4-0 over Kansas City. Home runs since we last talked to you by Victor Martinez, Justin Upton. 4-0 Tigers over KC. Baltimore still losing 2-0 to Arizona. Toronto 3-0 over the Yankees. Boston leads Tampa 2-1. Philadelphia leading the Metropolitans 3-1, and that's it going on right now. Tonight, you want to keep an eye on the Houston game. Again, they have just started with the Angels and Seattle and Minnesota. Houston just behind the Tigers. And, of course, the Tigers just a game behind Toronto for that number one wild card spot. Well, it's going to be a crazy last week of the season coming up again. 4-0 Tigers. They will play tomorrow afternoon. You will be able to hear that if you're out running around tomorrow or you're working. You will get that on 101.9 FM. Both football games tomorrow right here. We're going to slide Michigan State over to 970 tomorrow morning at 10:30. Spartans and the Badgers from East Lansing, And then following the Michigan State-Wisconsin game, we'll take you to Ann Arbor for Michigan and Penn State. Tom, a lot of scores coming in, and we have our first update from Albion College.
Lumen Christi has a 14-7 lead over Marshall at the half in the Titans' home game, which is being played in Sprankle Sprandle Field over at Albion College. Halftime score also in the Interstate 8. Jackson County Western leads Hastings 21-20. Coldwater was leading Northwest 35-0. And also a halftime score in the Interstate 8. Battle Creek Harper Creek was leading Battle Creek Penfield 14-7. In the Cascades, it was Napoleon 34, Hanover 12 at last check. Pretty close game, and it's kind of a surprise at halftime. Grass Lake only leads Vandercook 24-12. Another halftime score was Michigan Center 24 and Addison 6. In the Big 8, Homer leads Springport 16-14. So that's all in the Big 8. In the Capital Blue, besides our game, Jackson leads Grand Ledge 12-10. Halftime score, Lansing Everett leads Lansing Eastern 6-0 at the half. Also a halftime score, Holt leads East Lansing 12-9. And Okemos leads Sexton. Okemos comes to town next week. Okemos leads Sexton 7-6. So four real close games in the Capital Blue. All at the half. Jackson leads Grand Ledge 12-10. Holt leads East Lansing 12-9. Okemos leads Sexton 7-6. And Everett leads Eastern 6-0. A couple other halftime scores fairly close. Morenci leads Clinton 8-6 at the half. And Hudson leads Erie Mason 37-7. Just a little bit to our north, Lakewood leads Stockbridge 28-14. And Stockbridge is, of course, with our player of the week, Mason G. Montgomery, has scored all kinds of touchdowns, but they're being held right now. Lakewood leads them 28-14.
Lakewood unbeaten, 4-0.
Also around the state, Chelsea leads Tecumseh 28-0. St. John's was pounding Waverly 40-7. Out in the Grand Rapids area, Lowell leads Greenville 35-10. Rockford leads Grand Haven 24-18. And, of course, Ithaca continues to roll. Ithaca leads Ovid-Elsie 35-7.
We're set to go here as Grand Ledge will kick to the Vikings to start the second half. Jackson up 12-10. And here's the run back, long kick. 20-25, big hit, 25-yard line on the special teams for Grand Ledge.
Looked like number 23, Carson Lanier, got him underneath. Man, that was a good hit.
Vikes have it at the 26-yard line. And they'll go first and 10 from there with their junior quarterback, Lance Taylor. See Taylor run a little more in the second half. Suddeth well over 100 yards, 130-some-odd yards in the first half for the Vikings, including one spectacular touchdown run. This play here goes nowhere.
Well, that's two straight plays, the kickoff and then this, where Grand Ledge got there, and they got there in a bad mood.
Sebastian Tolan on that carry. They'll give him the line of scrimmage, second down and 10. Player of the game tonight for the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, the Bob Richardson Group, as always, for many years now.
Man, that sounds good after the game.
Here's a late pitch. Shawnee down the sideline has to put his head down. A lot of traffic there for Ledge, and Shawnee picked up maybe 3 yards, maybe. bring up a third down and 7 for the Vikings.
I know you're probably not supposed to eat at 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Why not?
Yeah, they say
you've done it for many years,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, I've made it. I made it 59 years doing that.
Big third down play here early. Want to keep the momentum here. Grand Ledge kind of stole that at the end of the first half. And Taylor's running for his life and throws it away. Jeez.
Well, as good as Jackson looked in the first half, they've looked bad these first three plays. I think a lot has to do with the way Grand Ledge came out of the locker room at halftime.
So Grand Ledge should get some pretty good field position here. Jackson is not a good punting team. They have Yoxheimer, Dalton Yoxheimer, standing back around the 17-yard line. Snap is over his head. He grabs it, gets the kick away, and it's a terrible kick, just straight out of bounds.
Yeah, he did everything he could just to field the ball, because if he doesn't catch that, that probably rolls down to about the 10. So at least he did his first job. He grabbed the high snap and then did everything he could just to kind of punch it and kick it out of there.
Am I seeing things? Wow, they got a good spot on that kick.
Yeah, it's hard to get the depth when they go out of bounds, especially on that far side. But, you know, there's seven referees.
I don't think it went that far.
Well, it must have. I mean, there's seven referees in the CAAC blue, unlike five in the Interstate 8 and the other conferences.
First down for Grand Ledge. Handed off. Nothing doing there on first down. 0.0 for Jacob Umholtz, junior running back. Second and 10.
Did I unplug the right apparatus?
Thank you.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson player down. Doesn't look too bad.
Our window is starting to freeze up here. Well, we played 2 minutes. Jackson has trickling off the field. Shaking up Jalen Cooper. 6'2", 265. Senior defensive lineman. Space eater in there for the Vikes. They don't have a rash of big players either, Tom.
I can't believe you were cold. You got that nice St. Louis Cardinal warm-up top on.
I'm freezing.
Monday morning, Manny and I and Dirk and those guys, we teed off about, I don't know, it was about 8:30, quarter to 9, and it was 58, 60 degrees, and I was the only one with a shirt on. Everybody else had tops on and, you know, coats. And I guess I'm just maybe warm.
You're so warm-hearted.
Well, I hate the cold. That's why I moved to Florida in the winter. But on the other hand, that chill felt good after the heat and the humidity of the past few weeks.
Second and 10 for the Ledge out of the eye. Go to the tailback. Good tackle there. He lunges forward. That's Rush. That was Yoxheimer on the tackle.
Yes, Greg, that was. And it was actually an unassisted tackle by Dalton Yoxheimer. But that, to me, was the best play Grand Ledge's run. They lined up and he ran an isolation play off right guard, which is basically what Grand Ledge has made their fame and fortune with, is lining up and running the ball.
Third down and 5. From the 43. They throw a quick pass out here, caught. And that looks like a first down.
That's, again, barely a first down, but Grand Ledge looks sharper. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. They just came out of the intermission, and they look sharper.
Dominic Guzman on the catch for Grand Ledge. And they're at the 36-yard line, first down. 8:40 to go in the third. Jackson leads 12-10. They're going to throw a quick pass again. This one's caught. Big hit by the Vikings. Shawnee Suddeth came in, laid some lumber on Guzman there. Get about 4 or 5 yards. Second down and five. Grand Ledge has done this all night. These quick little passes out in the flat. Here's Guzman running the football. He is a slightly built character. Got to be about 150. And he's going to be at the 29-yard line, third down and three.
You know, they kind of got Jackson on the run here. If Grand Ledge gets a first down here on third and three from just inside their 30, the Jackson 30, Jackson might want to think of taking a defensive timeout.
Two tight ends. Power eye in the backfield. Tailback. Slithers through. Easy first down. Antonio Rush down inside the 25 to the 24.
Seriously, if you were coaching the Comets, wouldn't you just do that?
Well,
I mean, that's just,
of course.
That's beautiful. They lined up. They had eight men up on the line, three backs. Or seven on the line, I should say, and three backs. And they just drove Jackson right off the ball.
First down, they go same formation. They go play action. Bird's being chased. And he'll throw it away.
Pretty darn good coverage deep, Greg. Man-to-man on both kids. And Jackson likes to go man-to-man. Grand Ledge sent two receivers. The Vikes had both of them covered like a blanket.
Yeah, good job by the secondary out there, Shawnee Suddeth.
Because they have to come up, and the other one was 20.
Desmond Smith.
Yeah, Smith. And what, you know, it's so easy for those backs to let go of the receiver when they think the ball's being run up the gut. But they played their position well.
Here's Bird, that quick pass. Jackson misses a tackle again. Fumble! Jackson's got the ball. 15-yard line.
The kid that missed the tackle came back and made the tackle that caused the fumble.
Good job. Was that seven?
Tom? I think it's Anthony Parker, number seven.
Anthony Parker. Great job there.
And if it is, that's the third fumble he's caused tonight.
I think that was, it was either Cal Johnston or Xavier Farr that coughed it up, and Jackson will have a first down at the 16-yard line.
I think it was number nine, Cal Johnson. Now it's very important that Jackson move the ball a little bit, get a couple of first downs, at least get it to midfield.
Yeah, they really looked, stagnant that first series they had, and they're backed up. You look for a dose of 14 right here. And there's a run up the middle to about the 20-yard line. And that was Shawnee Suddeth. And he has about 4 yards, second, and we'll call it six. GOC Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, tonight from Withington Stadium. Big weekend on the network. Tiger baseball tomorrow. Both the college games will be here. Here's Suddeth. Shakes a couple tackles. Brilliant run by Suddeth for a first down. How does he do it? Defenders all over him. Shaking and baking out to the 26-yard line and a first down. Amazing. That's a huge first down for Jay High.
The Detroit Tigers scored again. It's 6-0.
Beautiful. That is a psychological hurdle tonight if you beat Danny Duffy. He's pitched like Cy Young against the Tigers for the last couple years. Tigers 6-0. Here is Tolan. Can he get outside? He's at the 30. No. But he picked up about three or four.
Pretty good hit there by number five, Rashad Thompson of Grand Ledge.
Tolan's very fast, but he cannot break tackles like 14.
No, he's not like Suddeth, but he's a pretty doggone good compliment back there in the backfield.
That time he scared me. He had that ball in the wrong hand, Tom. He was running to his left and had the ball in his right arm. Second, we'll call it seven. And they do a little flash around, 35-40. Oh, just tripped up. Wow, that was Demetrius Craig just got tripped up, or he was going a long way, and now they call a penalty on the Vikes. Out of town.
Over at Albion College, end of the third quarter, Lumen Christi now leads Marshall 21-7.
Big game for both those schools. They call a hold on Jackson. Of course, Grand Ledges not held all night. Oh, they did hold. First play of the game. Excuse me. That takes it back to the 22. That turns into about a 23-yard penalty. It'll be second and 14. Nifty run there. They run a draw play, and Shawnee's hit in the backfield.
Doesn't it just look like Grand Ledge has a little bit more life here in the second?
You got to block somebody. You can't just let your man go. You can't bump him and let him go. Grand Ledge is starting to be dominant at the line of scrimmage. Third and 14. Taylor rolls out and he throws it long and he's got a man out there and it's incomplete, overthrown. Had Jamar Paris out there, he was behind the defender.
Yeah, he got that stride. He did get that stride on the defensive back on that far sideline. That was number two, Xavier Farr.
Probably about 2 yards overthrown there by Lance Taylor. So, holding penalty, an absolute killer on the high. And Yoxheimer's at the 10-yard line. See if they don't rush this kicker. Another high, wobbly snap. Another very poor kick. This did not get back to the top chain. That's about 13 yards on that kick.
And again, how Cal Riggs did not block that punt, I have no idea. You get the sense that anytime Grand Ledge wants to block one of these, they can. I think they don't have a total sellout on the block because Jackson will run those fakes.
But probably not with the linebacker. And Grand Ledge.
I didn't see who the up back was, whether they could have snapped it to him, but who had that last week that was wonderfully ran? Was that Lumen Christi? Do you remember where we were last week?
No. I'm trying to forget it. First down, 33-yard line. That was about a 13-yard punt. Bird throws it down the middle, incomplete.
Who won the 1962 World Series?
Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who did we cover last week?
I don't know. Early onset, I think they called that. 34-yard line, second down and 10.
If that's the case, it's been afflicting you for about 30 years.
3:55 left here in the third. And again, Grand Ledge refuses to run the football with consistency. Now they line up. Two running backs, the big tight end in motion.
Everybody was in motion. Yeah, so the flags were thrown.
That looked like Canadian football there.
Yeah, that was just totally messed
up. And that's not the first time that's happened, but this was far more blatant. That'll bring up a second and 15. They put that big tight end, 90, their co-captain, Josh Martin, in there kind of at a slot, and he was leading that play, and Martin is huge. Big kid.
Thing is, I think he started out on the line of scrimmage, and you can't move from there. And it was just a bad play right from the beginning for the Ledge.
Second and 15. And they go to the tailback. Jackson misses a tackle, and he may be gone. Rush, 10, out of bounds inside the 10-yard line.
Shawnee Suddeth knocked him out of bounds, but that was just right up the gut, and that is that is a punch to the gut for Jackson because they really, truly can't stop the run by Grand Ledge.
They'll mark it back outside the five at the seven. Antonio Rush.
He's a good football player.
Pop packs those linebackers, and I'm surprised he didn't score. They go into the power eye look.
And unbalanced.
Go right back to Rush. And he's down to about the 3 yard line.
That big old guard, Cole Johnson, pulled. You got Cal and Cole. Cole's on the inside, and he pulled and cleared out that inside of the line.
And Grand Ledge primed to take the lead. They spot it back at the 4 yard line. Second and goal from the four.
Defensive coordinator Tom Johns for Jackson took out Jalen Cooper and put in Noah Hubbard, the starting center, to see if he gets somebody to stay a little bit low. But see how that's unbalanced?
And here's a touchdown. Right up the middle, Jacob Umholtz. He's a junior running back. They have a lot of juniors on this football team, as do the Vikings. And Grand Ledge has taken a 16-12 lead, 3:07 to go in the third.
That was a relatively, I don't want to say an easy drive.
But it was.
It was.
One big run by Rush picked up about, well, first of all, you started with a little short
punt, yeah.
10-12-yard kick.
Well, we had just talked about that, how Jackson really needed to get a first down or two so they didn't have to be forced
then
into
let's
that.
Take it back even farther. The holding penalty killed them. They had a first down up here at the 45-yard line, and that was a killer. Ledge goes for two and a whistle. Jackson's off. Oh, no, they call it on Grand Ledge.
They had all kinds of people. That looked like something out of a 1930 Newt Rockne of Notre Dame movie where the pirouette out of the huddle, once they got to the line of scrimmage, they ran a swinging gate type of play for this PAT. But all of the kids, they had a quartet.
You mean like D'Antonio did on Brian Kelly last week?
He's got Kelly's number, doesn't he?
He does. Well, they're going to kick now with Ross, and let's see if he kicks it to those trees down there that have not changed color yet, by the way. High snap. Blocked! Jamar Paris got in for the block. Good job by number six. And we stay at 16-12. That was a high snap. It may have thrown off the timing. Just a tad, but a great job by Paris to get in, and he snuffed that kick. Let's take a 30 break. We're right back. Ledge 16, Jackson 12 on 101. Well, let's see, where are we? 970, 101.5. That's where we're at.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. Grand Ledge has just kicked it out of bounds, so Jackson will get the football at the 35-yard line. 6-0 Tigers over Kansas City. Baltimore still losing to Arizona 2-0 in the fifth. Toronto 3-0 over the Yankees. Bottom of the fifth inning in the baseball scores. Lumen up by two touchdowns over Marshall. Here's a pass that's caught out at the 40-yard line. I think that was O'Dowd out there at the 40. Was Mike O'Dowd? Second down and five for the Vikes.
Vikes needed that really bad, and that's a good start for this possession to get five to make it second and five right at the 40-yard line.
Noah Hubbard, the big junior at about 225 out over the football for the high. And Taylor pitches it back for just a couple yards. They fake to Suddeth. Or that was Suddeth.
Yeah, driven out of bounds by Nate Eckhart. Gain of about two, looks like third and three.
Third down and three for the Vikes. 2:24 to go. They now trail in this football game. For the first time since it was 3-0 Grand Ledge early, 16-12 for the Comets. Three wideouts for the Vikes. Suddeth, lone running back, with Lance Taylor on third and three, and Ledge jumps offside. No flag. Wow. Apparently no contact, and Suddeth's hit in the backfield, and now we have a whistle. Timeout was called by Scott Farley. He's furious there was no flag. Can you jump off and get back in high school, Tom?
No.
I didn't think you... They had three guys that jumped off.
No, once the ball's whistled into play... Yeah, you can't cross the neutral zone.
Boy, that was out of town.
In Lenawee County, and I know former Blissfield baseball coach Nick Russo is listening down in Largo, Florida. Columbia Central is absolutely pounding Blissfield. At the end of the third quarter, it's Columbia Central 32, Blissfield nothing. As we mentioned, Lumen Christie had a 21-7 lead over Marshall at the end of the third quarter.
Third and three here for the high following the timeout. And Taylor, he'll lose a yard. What in the world happened there? That was a debacle in the backfield.
Yeah, man.
Now we're looking at fourth, almost five.
Nate Eckhart again, 26 on the tackle. They may be spying that. I know Scott doesn't have Lance Taylor read that like he's had other quarterbacks in the past.
That looked like some kind of mix-up, though, Tom.
Could be. And certainly the blocking up front wasn't proper because nobody got blocked.
Yaxheimer stands back around the 30. Better kick this time. Fair catch, taken down at the 27.
Xavier Farr, pretty sure-handed receiver-type kid for Grand Ledge on the grab.
So that was a disappointment. And Ledge has the football right back with the 16-12 lead. Here from Withington. With 2:10 to go here in the third. All the scores from everywhere tomorrow morning on 101.9 FM for Polly's Country Markets and Anderson Distributing. Bird's going to throw it. There's a lob down the sidelines incomplete.
That was just out of the reach, just out of the reach of Cal Johnson. Stride for stride was Cortez Moore.
But Grand Ledge continues to be greedy here. They're throwing some real low percentage passes.
See, if he catches that, I think the Grand Ledge philosophy is that could have broke Jackson's back. I'm going to tell you what will break their backs worse is if they keep running the ball between the tackles for 8-9 yards at a crack and you can't stop them. Plus, you'll take time off the clock. There's still 2:06 to go in the third quarter with Grand Ledge leading Jackson 16-12. There's an enormous amount of time left.
Four wideouts here. They run a little draw play, and Rush is hit from behind, picked up about 5 yards. Good job by Parker. Parker had to come up from behind and make that play. Vikes can come up with a stop here. They get the ball right back. And Bird is going to be hit. He throws it away. That'll bring up a fourth down. They'll have to kick here. Good job. They put a lot of pressure on Bird, and he had to just look like they were setting up a little screen out in the flat, and he had to just throw it away.
Yeah, the whole thing set up, of course, by the first down pass that was incomplete. And, you know, everybody wants to, you know, you throw on first down because it's not predictable, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't catch it, now you're in a hole.
Our kicker is Cal Johnston. Our return man is Shawnee Suddeth. High kick and short. Get out of the way, boys. Oh, takes a Jackson bounce. Wow, there's your sand wedge, Tom.
Yeah, I had one of those the other night.
That hit at the 50 and bounced back to the Grand Ledge 42. And Jackson in great shape here. First down at the Ledge 42-yard line, and that is a 10-yard punt for Grand Ledge.
Their punting is by far the worst part of their game. Jackson's isn't anything to write home about either.
No. But they have such a great place kicker. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then he got a PAT blocked, so. Ball.
Lance Taylor got it back. Bad exchange with Shawnee. Boy. Loss of 3 yards back to the 45. That was almost total disaster, but it's bad enough. Vikes are not a team built to get behind those chains. They need to make some positive yards on first down. We have 45 seconds left. Taylor flips it out here. It's caught by Paris. Just a couple yards. He's at the 38-yard line.
Closing quickly was Zach Willoughby to make the tackle.
Well, that was a good job. He got about 7 yards. Yep. And it'll bring up a third down, at least manageable, about six from the 38-yard line.
And Jackson's going to have two plays at it from their Grand Ledge 38. You cannot conceive them punting from there.
Go to Shawnee. Breaks the tackle. There he goes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, down near the 5-yard line.
You'll see that one on Channel 6 tonight because he ran right into... Didn't contact him, but right into the lens of the Channel 6 cameraman.
Beautiful run by Suddeth to the 7 where he was wedged out of bounds.
His hips, his feet and hips, besides being strong, which is his greatest attribute, he can really run, and he put some moves. He again turned Zach Willoughby right around the quarterback.
Now you got to cash it in. From the 7 on first down. And Suddeth's hitting the backfield. Big 90.
Yeah, Josh Martin got him from behind. And one of the kids up front, I think it was 43, that middle guard, Nate Lalumia, that linebacker. That middle linebacker, Lalumia, was in on a lot of plays he hasn't gotten a lot of credit for.
Just back to the line of scrimmage, 7-yard line, second down. Suddeth hitting the backfield. And he's right at the 7.
Yeah, and that was that big tackle, Cole Johnson.
Third down. That's the end of the third quarter. After three, it's Grand Ledge 16, Jackson 12. On Jackson's News Talk 970, WKHM, 101.5 FM.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title
Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford. High school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, the Vikings have just scored. Just a tad late there. And they take the lead. What happened?
Little toss, just a little veer to the left again, and Lance Taylor did nothing much more than just flip the ball over to Suddeth, 6 yards up the left side, pretty much untouched for a score. Shawnee Suddeth's third touchdown run of the night, and with 11:55 to go in the ball game, Jackson High has taken an 18-16 lead over Grand Ledge.
And the Vikes will. Looks like they might kick here. Yeah, they have a kicker out this time.
Yeah, that's Quentin Smith.
Quentin Smith.
Out of the hold of Holland. Jake Holland, the backup quarterback, is the holder.
Need a good snap here. Kick is up. Good! No flags. That's huge because Grand Ledge has such a great kicking game. Now a field goal does not beat you. And it's 19-16 with 11:55 to go in the game.
That was very important, and they came right out of the gate, moved all the way down the field, and at the exchange of quarters, they were able to score. And I mean, that's a heck of a comeback, particularly because Grand Ledge has really owned this third quarter.
'19-16 action tonight brought to you in part by Janko Boot Shop, Brembo in beautiful downtown Homer, Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Jamie Grace, financial advisor with Wells Fargo, White's Restaurant and Catering, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. And Jackson has regained the lead. They will now kick off to Grand Ledge. 9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. Last check, Lumen Christie up 21-7 on Marshall. Here's the onside kick. The ball's loose. That ball is loose. And what's the call? Looked like Jackson came up with it.
Well, both linesmen are right there. And as I mentioned, in the CAAC blue, you have seven officials. It looks like she's going to be able to mark that. The back judges, that gal is...
No, she right. Called offside on Jackson.
She did call it. That's always tough. I mean, it's bad enough when you kick it deep, but on an onside kick, you really have to define that line properly.
So Jack, they move it back to the 35. Jackson did recover at about the 48-yard line of Grand Ledge.
Could have been Dorian Williams. I think I can't. Yeah, it's Quentin Smith, 18's the kicker. That was a very well executed onside kick. The ball bounced. You hit that ball on the top stripe. I know there's no stripe on the just on that one half of the ball, but you kick that on the top half of the ball, it'll bounce, and the third bounce will be high.
This time they pooch it down here to about the 22-yard line. And that is going to be excellent coverage by Jackson on the kick team at the 29.
Demetrius Craig chased him and caught him. Real good job for Jackson to keep them, keep Grand Ledge pinned back there.
That was Antonio Rush on the run back. Took it at the 22. Instead of going north-south, he decided to go to the west. And he got it up. They gave him the 30-yard line. And a first down for the Comets at the 30. Their quarterback is Nolan Bird. They hand off for not much, a yard or two.
And you know what? It looks like that touchdown gave Jackson some life. I mean, certainly it has to, because now you're up by 3, 19-16, with 11.5 to go in the game.
Second down and 8. You look for that little short pass or something to Antonio Rush here. Bird, low snap, fires it out here. Caught. They get away from Suddeth for a first down. Suddeth was a little late over there, and that was not a well-thrown ball. That was kind of a wounded duck over there, and Jackson was late defensively.
Desmond Smith finally made the tackle, but not until Grand Ledge gets a first down.
47-yard line for Grand Ledge. They came in 3-1. Jackson at 2-2 on the season. Fake draw. Bird throws it out here. He's got a man wide open, incomplete. Running absolutely vacant out in the secondary was Nate Lumia.
Yeah, he's that linebacker that has done such a good job for the Comets, and he was absolutely wide open.
How did Bird miss him?
I don't know. Suddeth is coming off the field. He's got to be. You can't keep carrying the ball as much as he has without. And play defense, too. So.
Yeah, he was late on that previous pass.
Fighting a pulled quad last week at Lansing Sexton. Didn't practice all week, so he is well rested for tonight.
Second down. Big room off the right side, but a good tackle. Again.
By Delgado.
Delgado.
Unassisted tackle by your safety is a bad, bad sign for Jackson's defense.
Be a third down, about 3 for Grand Ledge. They're at the Jackson 46-yard line. They're in a power set. Go to the tailback, and he is hit, but has a first down. That's Rush. We'll get it down to the 42.
Sean Winters was one of the first Jackson kids and the last kid off the bottom of the pile. In the Cascades over on 105.3, Napoleon is now leading Hanover.
Your memory's as bad as mine. Can you read that?
It's 34-20 with 5:52.
Thank you.
Left in the game. Our messenger could type that out a little clearer.
No. Bird takes a timeout now. You don't want to take one with 9:42 to go in a close game, but they do. We'll take a break, 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Withington, 9:42 to go. Grand Ledge has a first down at the Viking 42-yard line. Good hit in the backfield here. Not much business there. In fact, back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10.
That's, again, a good job by Jackson's defense. They're running several players in it. I don't know exactly what's going on. Jamar Paris had to come out. Cortez Moore back in at left corner for the Vikes.
Bird, that little stop pass out here. You got to make the tackle. They miss it. And they get a free first down.
Yeah, that was a great run by Xavier Farr after he caught it. It's not very sophisticated. He eluded the tackle. He ran right through, I think.
Desmond Smith was there.
Yeah, number 20. Just kind of ran right past him.
That's been really probably the best play tonight. Just a little flip out in the flat, and you're one-on-one with the defender. From the 29-yard line. Go to the tailback. And he is crushed behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 31-yard line.
Marcus Worthy down at the bottom of the pile. Anthony Parker, number 7 there, too. Very good. Hey, you know what? This is a good defensive effort by Jackson High tonight.
Yep. Parker's had a strong game.
I think he's caused 3 fumbles.
Clock, 8:25 to go in the game. Second down, 12. There it is again, that little flip. Jackson defends this one very well. They got about 2 or 3 yards, and that was Shante Suddeth who came up and got the receiver very low where he could not get away. And we've had a 3rd down and 9.
Sean Winters as well on the tackle. Jackson's defense, they've done a good job, and they've run several different linemen in too. Center Noah Hubbard is now playing the nose, but they don't rely on the kids to play the whole game both ways.
Bird back to throw. Rush on. He throws. Caught. Great catch for a first down.
That was a beautiful grab. Absolutely beautiful grab by Dominic Guzman.
Yeah, that pass was high. Guzman went up to get it.
Yeah, nice and high. Therefore, the defensive back had no way to get a hold of it.
17-yard line and a first down, Grand Ledge. Clock runs, 7:10 to go. Big 90 at fullback, and they give it to him. Wow, for about a yard. That's big Josh Martin. He's about 250, 260 if he's a pound. Give him a yard, 2nd and 9. About a turnover here, fellas. Jackson leads by 3, 19-16. Ledge threatening. Go to the tailback. He pops through, gets down to the 10, fights his way inside the 10. They're going to have 3rd and short. Antonio Rush is about a yard short of a first down. 6:05 left. Third, let's say a yard and a half here. Go to the tailback. Same play. And he's got a first down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. Antonio Rush. Now they spot it at the 3 and a first down.
Yeah, this is
Jackson leads 19-16, but that lead very much in jeopardy at the moment.
Fullback-tailback combination.
Oh, big hit there.
Kept the ball.
Oh, he kept it. Great fake. And Bird runs it into the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, belly keep on that. They ran a fullback-tailback off right guard, faked the ISO, and Nolan Bird simply put it on his left hip. It went untouched. I remember the late, great Jim Crowley used to do that with our quarterbacks at Lumen Christi, and he would tell nobody else except the quarterback to keep the ball. So therefore, nobody else would be in on the everybody else thought the play would be a power off right guard, and then the quarterback would boot untouched like that, 3 yards for the score. Then, of course, the PAT by Dylan Ross is money in the bank. Well, I shouldn't say that because Jackson blocked the last one. But with 5:29 to go in the game, Grand Ledge retakes the lead 23-19.
See what Jackson has left in the tank here for the last 5 minutes. We're back in 30 seconds. 970, 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Withington.
Well, we know that works. Haven't had a little feedback in a while.
Ross's kick, long. And that'll go into the end zone, and that kills any play in high school football, as you heard at halftime with John Johnson. And we have a Grand Ledge player shaken up down near midfield. Well, Jackson will get the football at the 20-yard line. 5:28 to go. It's all set up for him to just drive the ball downfield and win this football game.
Jackson's really not set up to drive 80 yards in 5.5 minutes. They're more than liable to score on an 80-yard drive that might take 3 or 4 plays and go about 1.5 minutes. We would take that, of course, and you score any time you can to get the lead. Grand Ledge leads by 4 points, 23-19. Over Jackson, 5:28 to go in the game.
From the 20-yard line, Suddeth squirts through not much of a hole. Got it out to almost the 24-yard line. We'll give him 4 there. And a second down and 6. Grand Ledge leads 23-19. 5 to go. Bikes are 76 yards from pay dirt. They throw it out here. Caught. Great catch. Just a couple yards, though. Demetrius Craig made quite a catch. It's got me choked up here at the 27-yard line, 3rd and 3. Big play coming up here for Jackson. 3rd and 3. 27-yard line. and the quarterback's hit in the backfield. They fake to Suddeth. Taylor kept it, and he got nothing. Second down, or make it fourth down, and, oh, they gave him to the 29. Fourth and one. Wow, that was a pretty kind spot there.
Well, we're down under 4 minutes now left in the game, and it's fourth and one.
You got to go for it.
Well, of course they're going to go for it, but, I mean, this is huge. And if they can get the first down, they've got a chance. If not, Grand Ledge will ice this one. Jackson had two players moving. For some reason, there's the up back was moving forward while there was a man in motion.
Flag at the worst time. That's fourth and one. Now you go to fourth and six. And now you're in. Grand Ledge had nine players in the box. I don't know if you're going to run for it.
Well, you know the danger in that, don't you? All you need is one misstep and one bad play by one of the kids up front, and Jackson could go 80.
Yeah.
I think Grand Ledge is making a horrible mistake by not having a safety.
Fourth down. Bikes need seven. Taylor looking and throwing. Now that's incomplete. Right through the hands of O'Dowd. He had a first down, went right through his hands.
Xavier Farr hit him pretty good, the cornerback, as Mick kind of went up in the air to catch the ball. He took his legs out from underneath him, but that just was kind of a... I guess if he'd have caught it, it would have been a first down and it would have been fine, but I think Jackson had a better things they could have done. That fourth and one, they were going to get the first down on that. Now you make it fourth and six, and it's tough. So now we're down to 3:19 to go in the game. Grand Ledge leads Jackson 23-19.
And they'll just give the ball to Rush here, you would think. Antonio Rush, same play. And he's all the way down inside the 15-yard line. They've run that same play the entire second half off their right tackle. Big 74, Cole Johnson over there. And that's a first down for Ledge, and they're close to salting this away here with 2:50 to go. And they run it down to the 5-yard line. That was Bird, and they have a first down. They'll put it at the 7, first and goal from the 7.
Good game over at Hastings. Western and Hastings are tied at 34 with 2 minutes to go.
Wow.
Hastings does have the ball. They're down to the 26-yard line.
Subway Sub Shop player of the game afterwards. But right now, Grand Ledge, complete control of this tilt. They have a second down from the 7. Jackson needs a fumble of some ilk. Looks like they have a first down at the 4-yard line. Out of town, Tom.
Got the first final score of the night in, and it's good news for the Titans. They win against Marshall 28-20. So Lumen Christi goes to 3-2 on the season, 2-2 in the, or 3-2 and 3-1 in the Interstate 8.
Here it's Grand Ledge, first and goal from the 4-yard line. And they run the same play. They're down to the goal line with Antonio Rush.
One of our listeners is former Lumen Christi offensive lineman Pat Kelly, and if he was watching this with Grand Ledge, he would just love it. It was a goal line right offense. The left tackle flopped over to the right side, a power eye, unbalanced. I don't know if Jackson adjusted to it. They got inside the 1 yard line on that. It's probably more important for Grand Ledge to take more time off than anything. It'd be nice for them if they could score again, of course. They don't really need to win the game. They just need the clock to expire, leading by 4 with a minute and 21 to go in the game.
I believe they will score or try to score. Let's get you a baseball update here real quick. Tigers cruising tonight. Big win over, it would appear, over Danny Duffy and the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City has scored. Tigers still lead 6-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Arizona still leading Baltimore, bottom of the seventh, 2-0. Here's Ledge. Same play, same area. Touchdown. Antonio Rush off right tackle. Mets have rallied 4-3 over Philly. That's in the fifth. Boston leading Tampa 2-1. Toronto 3-0 over the Yankees. The Tigers are just a game behind Toronto. Final wild card spot. Houston, fifth inning. They're trailing the Angels 2-1. So extra point coming up for Grand Ledge, and they lead by 10 with 1:19 to go. So Jackson gets a big penalty on 4th and 1. That really stopped that drive with about 4 minutes to go. And Grand Ledge quickly sticks it in the end zone. And it looks like they're going to roll out of here with the win tonight. Let's take a break. 1 minute timeout. We'll be back. It's 30-19 Grand Ledge on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 3:50 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 3:50 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to the stadium. Playing out the string here with 1:17 to go. Grand Ledge 30, Jackson 19. Jackson led 12-10 at halftime. They took a 19-16 lead here pretty late. But two late scores by Grand Ledge. And a big mistake, 4th down and 1. Jackson penalized 5 yards. They flare one out to Suddeth here down the sideline. Shoved out of bounds at the 23-yard line. That stops the clock, 1:11 to go. Lumen Coldwater next week. That'll be a big game in the Interstate 8.
Hastings just kicked a field goal with maybe a half a minute to go to take a 37-34 lead over Western.
Second down here for Jackson. They need about 77 yards here somehow. They throw it. It's caught. That'll be a first down.
Taylor's pass complete to
couple more finals in. Morenci did hold on and beat Clinton 20-17. Morenci 20, Clinton 17.
Big upset there.
Lance Taylor tried to stop the clock with a spike, and they were moving all over the place. Referee threw the flag. Another final in, and I know Nick is listening down in Florida. His cousin Pat Fox won. Pontiac Notre Dame has beaten Detroit Public School Public Safety Academy by the score of 35-0.
Vikes have the ball at the 33, but they will drop to 2-3. They have homecoming here next week with Okemos. We'll be out at Lumen for the Lumen Coldwater Clash. Here's a pass caught, short gain, out of bounds.
Yep. Xavier Farr and Jamar Paris. I think Farr pushed Paris first. Well, I know he pushed him first. Who knows what else was said? That'll probably be against Grand Ledge. You know, Okemos comes to town next week. They gave Grand Ledge all they could handle last week. That game was Grand Ledge only beat them 28-21. And tonight, Okemos and Sexton were playing. It was 7-6 at the half. So I suspect even though Okemos is not winning very much again, that they're better than they have been.
Jackson, the ball at midfield.
Hey, score real quick. Take about 10 seconds. Get the onside kick. Can't get sacked, though.
Taylor is sacked. Not a very good job by the Jackson. That was just a four-man rush.
Yeah, it was a bunch of little guys, too.
They just blew that Jackson offensive line right into the backfield.
Vincent Benke, Schaefer. 61, Alec Rogers.
And Taylor had no time to get rid of it. 45 seconds left. Vikes take a timeout. Their last of this tilt. Tigers 7-1 now over Kansas City. Arizona 2-0 over Baltimore. That's hard to believe in the eighth inning.
It's also hard to believe that I'm sitting here watching it on my MacBook Air. You know, the goofy thing about that is we can watch every baseball game on right now with the exception of the Tigers. Because of the blackout on that. I think you can pay. I didn't buy it, but.
Here's Taylor. Pump fake. He's got a man open. If he can get it down there, and it's intercepted. It was underthrown. Farr picked it off. Taylor just couldn't get it down there far enough. He had his intended target. Deshaun Taylor ran right by the secondary, but Taylor could not get it downfield far enough. Farr, who just had that 15-yard penalty with the pass interception. Ledge can take a knee here, and we can call it a night here on Cancer Awareness Night. Good crowd tonight at Withington. And Nolan Bird takes a knee. This was a winnable game for Jackson tonight. That fourth down penalty just killed him.
They certainly came out in the second half, Grand Ledge did, much more hard-hitting than they did in the first half.
They played better. But the game was winnable, and this one is over. The final is Grand Ledge 30, Jackson 19. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back, wrap things up with Ratch, check some scores, Subway Sub Shop player of the game, 970 and 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight for the High, Yascar Delgado, the junior defensive back. Standout game defensively tonight for the High. He made a number of defensive plays. He almost looked like a linebacker. Not very big, a junior at about 160, 5'8". Played his heart out tonight for the Vikings. They drop now to 2-3, and again homecoming here next week with Okemos. Tigers up 8-1. Their game with Kansas City. Could be a good night for them. Baltimore losing. Houston losing. Lumen Christi has won tonight. Tom, as we check the out-of-town scoreboard.
Lumen Christi played over at Albion College. They beat Marshall 28-20. The Titans go to 3-2 on the season. Marshall drops to 2-3. Heartbreaking loss for Western at Hastings. Hastings kicked a field goal to break a 34-34 tie with a little under a minute to go, and Hastings beats Western 37-34. Northwest did score, I know, early in the fourth quarter. The clock was running, but Coldwater was leading Northwest 35-7 early in the fourth. Another final in the CAAC Blue, Lansing Sexton has beaten Okemos 20-7 after Okemos led that game 7-0 early. With 5.5 to go in the game, East Lansing leads Holt 22-18. A couple other final scores that we have. Pontiac Notre Dame has beaten Detroit Public Safety Academy 35-0. Morenci has beaten Clinton 20-17. Grand Rapids West Catholic has beaten Coopersville 35-0. Those are the only finals that I have in. Our football frenzy game, Napoleon was leading Hanover fairly comfortably. It was 34-12. Might have been 34-20, I think. Hanover may have scored again, but it was fairly comfortable in that lead.
That Morenci upset overtime to hand Clinton their first loss of the season.
That's their first loss in the regular season in a long time.
Probably quite a while. As the two teams trickle off here, again, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning on 101.9 FM.